President Bush is campaigning for immigration reform in hopes of laying the groundwork for a compromise between a Senate bill with a guest worker program and House legislation that would make illegal immigration a felony. Despite those differences, Mr. Bush told community college students in Nebraska that there's no conflict between the rule of law and treating immigrants with respect.
I know you probably look at Washington and think it's impossible to develop a consensus in Washington, D.C. Probably seems that way, doesn't it, when you pay attention to all the sharp elbows being thrown and the people opinionating and screaming and hollering and calling each other names. But there is a consensus emerging on this issue.
President Bush wants Congress to spend more money for new border fences and high-tech surveillance equipment, as well as 6,000 more Border Patrol agents. He says the government will stop releasing captured illegal immigrants in hopes that they'll show up for a court hearing. Instead, he says they'll be detained or sent home.
Once people understand that they can't come into our country illegally and they'll be sent home when they try to, then they're not going to try in the first place. That's part of the strategy.
The president says it's not possible to enforce the border without a rational way for people to do work that Americans are not doing. So he wants a temporary worker program that allows immigrants to work for 2 years before returning home. As for those illegal immigrants who've been in America longer, President Bush says they should be offered a path to citizenship after paying a fine, learning English, proving regular employment, and passing a criminal background check.
Now, the right thing to do is to recognize that that if you've been here illegally, that there ought to be a cost for doing so. But also recognize there are decent, hardworking people that have contributed to our society at the same time.
The president says those longtime illegal immigrants should go to the back of the citizenship line so as not to punish those who entered the country legally and are already waiting. Either way, some opponents in the president's Republican Party say any path to citizenship for illegal immigrants amounts to an amnesty that rewards those who've broken the law. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.